This is All Things Considered. I'm Elizabeth Arnold.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Federal safety investigators have begun a week of public hearings into the crash last year of TWA Flight 800 off the coast of Long Island. The National Transportation Safety Board is presenting evidence from its largest investigation ever. Experts have determined that the plane was destroyed when heated fuel vapors exploded inside a center tank, but they're still not sure what sparked the blast. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the hearing in Baltimore.
Safety board investigators showed a computer simulation of how the plane went down. In the video, the Boeing 747 is climbing normally until an explosion blasts a hole in its belly. Chunks of airplane stream downward like fireworks. The blast weakens the plane's structure. The nose crumples and tumbles away. The rest of the plane climbs for a few seconds before it, too, tumbles, flaming into the Atlantic. Divers later found the plane's cockpit voice recorder, and today the safety board released a transcript of that recording. The safety board's John Clark says the tape shows ordinary conversation until a brief, loud sound just before the tape ends.
Of significance, there were no signatures on the FDR that indicated to us that something was wrong until that last one-tenth of a second signature on the CVR.
That suggests that the accident sequence began with the fuel tank explosion. Later this week, investigators will explore potential mechanical problems that could have sparked that blast. They'll focus on the possibility of an electrical spark from a fuel probe or a fuel pump. Testing of the wreckage has produced no strong evidence of such a spark. There's also no evidence of an explosive amount of static electricity from a fuel pipe or electrical arcing from nearby wires. It may take another year to determine what happened, but there's no shortage of other ideas. The plane crash has received unprecedented public attention, and Safety Board Chairman Jim Hall says hundreds of ordinary citizens have sent the Safety Board letters offering their own theories.
They include suggestions such as a smoker lit a cigarette in the laboratory and ignited fuel vapors. A mobile phone ignited gases in the air. That the crash was caused by weather events like a cyclone, lightning, or wind shear.
Hall says investigators checked every theory that made even a slight amount of sense and found no evidence. The safety board also investigated theories of a bomb or missile strike and found absolutely no evidence of that at all. Still, a lone demonstrator interrupted the hearing today, shouting that it was a missile. He was escorted out by security guards. Although investigators don't know exactly what sparked the explosion, Safety Board Chairman James Hall says in one sense, it's irrelevant.
Had the vapors in TWA Flight 800's fuel tank not been explosive, this accident would not have occurred, no matter what the ignition source.
The Safety Board is using these hearings to promote its proposals for preventing explosive vapors from building up inside fuel tanks. The Federal Aviation Administration remains skeptical of those plans. Both agencies continue to insist that Boeing 747s are safe, despite that dramatic image of one plane tumbling into the sea. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baltimore.